We want to return to Cairo now and hear from a familiar voice who has frequently joined us from the Egyptian capital, the BBC's Hugh Sykes. He's been on the ground reporting on the latest violence. Hi, Hugh.
Hello, Manoush.
Yeah, you've reported many times from the country since the revolution. Does today feel different in any way? Has something changed?
Oh, yes, something's changed. At least 500 people were slaughtered by the military and the police when they cleared the sit-ins at Rabah Mosque yesterday in Nakhta Square outside Cairo University. And a colleague of mine went to the makeshift morgue inside another mosque nearby, and he said he stopped counting the white shrouded corpses when he reached 77 and he realized he wasn't even halfway. And that's the official number of the dead, according to the government, more than 500. The Muslim Brotherhood, who mounted the sit-in protests in the square against the removal of the democratically elected President Morsi on the 3rd of July, the Muslim Brotherhood say that more than 2,000 people were killed in what they're describing as a massacre at the mosque yesterday.
So 2,000 is the number that you're hearing right now.
Just repeat, the government figure is more than 500. The Muslim Brotherhood is saying that more than 2,000. It's impossible to verify either of those figures. I guess the real figure will be somewhere in between the two. There the mosque is starting. This is an Islamic country, and it's important to make the point that lots of Muslims here are very devout, pray to their God, visit the mosque, but they don't believe that God and government should be mixed, and they don't believe that the Quran is a substitute for a constitution which safeguards the interests of everybody in Egypt, Muslims, Christians, even atheists. They think that God and government should be kept separate, and that's basically what this is all about.
I mean, just hearing the call to prayer is a reminder in a way that life does indeed go on. And it makes me wonder, you know, where we're sitting, we're looking at these video shots from the Capitol. There's smoke everywhere. But is that really the case in the rest of the city? What does it feel like in the rest of the city?
There's a curfew at night and a lot of caution in the daytime at the moment. People are keeping their heads down because of what's been going on at the two sit-in sites. But frankly, if you arrived here as a tourist and came into town in a taxi, you might think, gosh, there's not a lot of traffic. And you could settle into a hotel a bit like the little hotel that I'm in, $20 a night with good internet near a mosque, near Tahrir Square in the center of the city, and not be aware of what's going on at the protest areas. But everybody's afraid of revenge by the Muslim Brotherhood now for what they describe as a massacre yesterday, and they're being extremely wary about what might happen next. And there have been a lot of fights already between Muslim Brotherhood supporters and local Cairo residents who really don't like what they've been doing, don't like the Morsi government, which they regarded as an Islamist government, don't like citizens, and are very pleased that they've been brought to an end. One man I spoke to this morning said, don't mistake me, I don't think that it's right that so many people were killed yesterday, but I do think that it's right that the army went in and cleared out the protests. However, he also said the Muslim Brotherhood are also at fault because they put women and children in the front line, in the firing line, at the sit-ins, knowing that the military and the police were going to be coming and using them in effect as a human shield.
You know, there were reports of three journalists being killed yesterday. I knew one of them, so I'm sure you must know all of them. How dangerous is it to be in Cairo right now as a reporter?
I guess I better be cautious how I answer that. I'm a higher middle-aged, grey-haired, balding guy who walks around on his own, and I think for me, touch wood, it's fairly safe. I think it's essential that you know a little bit of Arabic and also that you're absolutely courteous to everybody, even if they're confrontational with you. Somebody was screaming at me yesterday about the American and British governments insisting on democracy in Egypt for years and years and years, and then not denouncing the removal of the democratic Morsi as a coup, telling me that my government and your American government are deeply hypocritical, demanding democracy and human rights in Egypt, and they're not condemning it.
Hugh Sykes is a correspondent for the BBC. We're so grateful to him for his time.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.